各位好，欢迎收听今天的听歌学英语，我是小 C。 今天为大家介绍的歌曲叫做 Yellow， 原版来自于 Coldplay 酷玩乐队，但是我个人更喜欢 Jam 的版本。创作这首歌的时候，天上的星星在漆黑的夜空中显得特别的耀眼，坐在一旁胡乱弹着吉他的歌手 Chris 抬起头凝望着夜空，即兴哼出了这首 Yellow 的旋律，而无意间看见当时录音室的朋友 Stephanie 的黄色皮肤洋溢着金色的光芒，于是他将这首歌命名为 Yellow。 喜欢这种浅吟低唱的感觉，如果你想收听更多精彩的英文好歌，欢迎关注微信公众号小 C 为英语。下面的时间听歌吧。
Look at the stars, Look how they shine for you.Everything you do, yeah, they were all yellow. I came along, I wrote a song for you, and all the things you do, and it was called yellow. So then I took my. Oh, what a thing to done. And it was all yellow. Your whole skin, oh yeah, your skin and bones turning to something beautiful. You know I love you so. I swam across, I jumped across for you. Oh, what a thing to do, 'cause you were all yellow. I drew a line, I drew a line for to do, and it was all yellow. Your whole skin, oh yeah, your skin and bones turning to something beautiful, and you know, for you I bleed myself dry. It's true. Look how they shine for you.Look at the stars, look how they shine for you, and all the things that you do.
OK, 音乐过后欢迎回来，这里是听歌学英语，我是小 C, 微信公众号是小 C 微英语。下面一起来看一下这首 Yellow 中的歌词。
Look at the starsLook how they shine for you.
Look at the stars, look how they shine for you, and everything you do, Yeah, they were all yellow. I came along and I wrote a song for you. 仰望着星辰，他们为你闪烁。你的所为和所作是如此的柔糯，我追随着为你写下一首歌。第一个词 shine, S-H-I-N-E, 它的意思很多，做动词的话呢表示照耀、出色、发光，那做名词的话呢就是光泽、光辉、阳光之类的意思。我们来听一个句子， Did you shine at school? 显然这里的 shine 是一个动词，什么意思呢？出色的意思。也就是说你在学校里出色吗？就是你上学时成绩优秀吗？ Did you shine at school? 这个用法你掌握没有呢？下面看一下 shine 的一些短语。第一个 take a shine to， 字面意思是给某人一些阳光，可以理解为青睐某人、喜欢某人。比如说 I'm sure he has taken a shine to you， 我敢肯定他对你有好感。 I'm sure he has taken a shine to you。 第二短语 rain or shine，也就是下雨或者出太阳，其实就表示无论晴雨无论如何的意思。比如说 We must arrive at school on time, rain or shine， 无论如何我们必须按时到达学校。第三个短语 Rise and shine， 什么意思呢？太阳都很高晒屁股了，也就意味着你该起床了。 Rise and shine，比如说 Rise and shine, it's time for school， 太阳晒屁股了，该上学了。好，来看下一个短语 Come along， 它基本的意思就是到来，也可以表示出现、发生。比如说 He came along with some friends， 他和几个朋友一同来。 He came along with some friends。 Come along 第二个意思是取得进展，比如说 I began to come along well in English after I improved my study methods， 改进了学习方法之后我的英语开始有所进步。再来梳理一下哈，学习方法 study methods， I began to come along well in English， 我的英语开始有所进步，什么时候呢？ After I improved my study methods， 改进了学习方法以后。Come along 的第三个意思是赶快、更努力，比如说 Come along or we'll miss the train， 快点不然就赶不上火车了。 Come along or we'll miss the train。 来回顾一下歌词， Look at the stars, look how they shine for you， 仰望星辰，他们为你闪烁。 And everything you do, yeah they were all yellow， 你的所为所作是如此的 yellow， 什么意思呢？Yellow 其实有一种胆怯的意思，这里可以理解为那种有一些在情感中小心翼翼的感觉，可以理解吗？ I came along I wrote a song for you， 我追随着为你写下一首歌。
Look how they shine for you and all the things that
Your skin, oh yeah, your skin and bones turn into something beautiful. Do you know for you I bleed myself dry for youI bleed myself dry， 你的肌肤和骨骼是那么的美丽，你可知我为你血流至干涸，为你血流至干涸。第一个要讲的短语是 turn into， 在中学我相信英语课上老师都讲过这个词，表示变成。比如说 The old building was turned into a library， 这座旧房子被改做了图书馆。那 turn into 还有一个意思就是翻译成，比如说请把这个翻译成英语， Please turn this into English。 好，我们来看下一个短语， Bleed someone dry。 Bleed 是流血的意思，那这个短语呢字面意思是放干某人的血，实际上呢它可以表达设法骗取榨干某人的钱财，当然歌词中呢是它的原意，也就是为你血流至干涸。那口语中呢可以表示设法骗取榨干某人的钱财，这个我们得关注一下。来看一个例句， Our boss tried every means to bleed us dry， 我们的老板千方百计想榨干我们的钱。好，那这个例句中呢其实也有一个比较好的短语叫做 try every means， 就是尝试各种方法千方百计的意思。Our boss tried every means to bleed us dry， 我们的老板啊千方百计想榨干我们的钱。 回顾一下歌词 Your skin 你的皮肤 Oh yeah, your skin and bones 你的肌肤和骨骼 Turn into something beautiful 都变成如此迷人的东西 Do you know, for you, I bleed myself dry 你可知道啊，我为你血流至干涸 For you, I bleed myself dry 为你，我的血流至干涸一首非常美好的歌曲哈、叫做 Yellow 那它的原版呢是比较动感的我们在节目最后聆听到原版 Coldplay 带来的 Yellow 同时在这样欢快的音乐声中让我们结束今天的节目吧我是主播小 C 微信公众号是小 C 微英语期待遇见你下期再见喽 Bye